But there is, I think there is interesting stuff going on in the upper brass of rap. I think that Travis really tried with Utopia. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know what I mean? While not everyone may have received it that great, I personally enjoyed it. I thought it was an evolution. I thought Metro obviously did his shit, one of the biggest producers in the game. Mm-hmm. Are we supposed to get new Pharrell music? Or no, we're just getting the documentary.
I think it's just the documentary.
Yeah, I don't know about new music. About new music.
I want to see, you know, we saw Hove talking, you know what I mean? At the Grammys, that was dope to hear from him.
But you're saying there's interesting stuff, and you're saying Jay-Z gave a Grammy speech and Travis Scott really tried. That's what you just said. That's the most interesting
stuff. Because I liked it. I can't speak for everybody, but I think that it was an interesting attempt. What Travis did, I respect that.
For me, what I'm noticing is people in this upper bracket, I'll listen to the albums and I will like them and I won't go back.
There's so many things in this life that are just out of your control, and you know, you just got to go with the flow, man.
You get philosophical sometimes.
You got to just use the cards you were dealt the best way you can.
This nigga almost had bars.
I know. I almost had it, right? But I did have something there. And I want you to pick that apart and interpret it for yourself.
We got to start starting off the episodes with like a motivational quote.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
If she's easy, she's not worth it. Wait, if she's easy. Huh? If she's worth it, she's not going to be easy. But if she's easy, she's not worth it.
But I feel like the best things in life are free, no?
No. The best thing, told
that's
you like
that?
The craziest.
That's not a thing.
All the sayings are the best things in life don't come easy.
The best things in life are free is a thing.
No.
You know what? The
free
only
stuff
thing?
Tastes better. I feel you. Like, you know.
Suffering stuff. Is inevitable.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
The Buddha.
I like that. I like that. I agree
the
with
Buddha
that.
The Buddha said that.
I agree with that. Whoa. You know what I mean? So you might as well accept it. Don't complain about it.
It's the only way you can ever find happiness is if you deal with the inevitable suffering, you come to terms with it, and you learn how to find beauty in suffering.
Man, we had a very emotional afternoon, I feel like. And now we're in a different zone.
Hopefully people don't suffer through watching this, though, man.
Nah.
This is going to bring you enjoyment in your life.
Nah, definitely, bro.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to the Stereo Vision Podcast.
What's good? Episode 90 coming at
you. I told you it was going to be a moody podcast, bro. I don't know why you...
It's not.
I know. You guys both put your hoods up.
You tried to fight it.
It's not going to be a moody pod at all. We are wearing all black just because...
Opium.
Stupid.
Opium, Rockstar made.
Cardi fans, fuck with us. You know what I mean? If you're new here, like, share, comment, subscribe. Thank you for tapping in with us.
Uh-huh.
If you haven't been hip to what we've been doing, the live streams went crazy the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We appreciate everyone's support. We appreciate everyone new tapping in and shit. This is our bread and butter. You know what I mean? This is one of the more fun things I think that we do. How we living, guys?
I'm good, man. I'm really good. I heard the Kanye album today. I didn't think it was going to drop, and it did. So I'm really, really happy.
Yeah.
Even though I don't look it, you know?
Yeah. even though we're tired. Nah, it's been a good week outside of Kanye taking over the last couple of days, except it was raining stupid in LA.
It's funny that as soon as Kanye drops, the rain goes away and it's clear skies in the forecast.
Kanye
coincidence?
Changed Spencer's life.
Coincidence? Kanye's changed my life many times, and today he did it again.
This nigga said, we are so back.
We are so fucking back, bro.
Nah, I guess nothing else of note really dropped.
I mean, I think a lot did, but it just got shot on by Kanye.
What does drop that matter?
Usher dropped an album.
Usher dropped an album?
Yeah. Usher dropped an album.
Wow, that got washed.
Yeah, everything got washed by Kanye, bro.
But you know what? He is going to perform during the Super Bowl and have the biggest performance of the year.
You know, and then he's got to have a product for the people to go to after the performance.
And he's going on tour. Like, Usher's definitely winning right now.
He's winning, bro.
Yeah. Okay, we can touch on that a little bit later. I guess the obvious stuff is the Kanye album. If you haven't seen it, go watch the reaction. You know what I mean? We've kind of debriefed on that. It's been a crazy couple months for him. Great project, though. I'm glad that came out of it. I'm glad that I feel like we got a lot of slaps off there.
Slaps, bro. And just a look into his headspace. Yeah. Like we said in the reaction, it never excuses his actions, but the music always helps it make a little bit more sense.
I think Kanye has definitely been wilding for a while, saying shit, being in the public eye, and I think he's been surrounded by a lot of people who have been very quick to put microphones and cameras and things like that in his face and maybe catch him at moments when he hasn't always been able to gather his thoughts. I feel like a lot of things that he's been doing and saying have been very off the cuff and just spur of the moment. It feels, though, that Vultures was not a product of that. This feels like a well-thought-out music that took months to craft. We've seen him and Ty running around a lot recently, so big ups to that shit. I think we really had to say everything we wanted to say in the reaction, so make sure to tap into that. But yeah, I mean, I love the project.
and sorry to skip around a lot, but I do want to talk about two greats and just, you know, obviously they can coexist, but I really, really, really like what Kanye's doing over what Drake's doing. And I know that that is a weird thing to say, but I feel like the delivery of the music for Kanye, like, it exceeds everything else to me that has been, that has transpired with him. Whereas I feel like Drake is underserving and just over engaging. Like, I don't want to see Drake on my timeline anymore. Yeah. Cause it's always for some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like his performance and the music have been underwhelming.
I mean, his performance. In the midst of
all the controversy.
Performance has been underwhelming. You see that Schmied or what?
Yo, what's going on?
Crazy. I'm just saying, bro.
But that, I'm just saying.
Yo, but that to me is part of it. Like the leaks, it almost feels like that was planted. It's like, bro, like, bro, I just feel like Drake is always trying to seek attention in a way that it just like he'll do it, but for any by any means necessary, bro.
I agree with you. I think it was two legends, obviously. Probably, I'm thinking like 2016. You know what I'm saying? How are we going to move after, if you're reading this, it's too late from Drake? Or that was 2015, right?
Yeah, 2015.
And Kanye did Life of Pablo in 2016. It's like, where are we going to go from here? Kanye's obviously done a little more, been around a little longer. But Drake is, you know, coming up in his own right as well. And Drake became the biggest pop star in the world and is extremely visible and is everywhere. And I think Kanye really stayed true to the art and is still doing that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's why his music's going to age better. His legacy's going to, well, his legacy's complicated, but the music and the art itself will age far better than Drake's. And I think he'll be remembered as a better musician.
And I think the thing is I don't know how the general public is going to talk about this Kanye album yet. I think we're in our bubble right now, you know what I mean? We know how we feel about it. We're Kanye fans. I'm sure that the people that we've immediately spoken to about it are big Kanye fans, you know? I don't know how, like, the average everyday person who really doesn't give a fuck about Kanye is going to receive this or even how they receive him. I'm not up to date with that. I think even though we feel like a Drake project may fall short, we still know it's going to get played everywhere. Because it's that safe shit, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I don't know what to play. Let me throw on some Drake. You know what I mean? Drake is living off, I think, a lot of the biggest moments from his tour are him doing older songs. It's like, oh, my God, can you believe Drake just did Jungle Live? You know what I mean? Yeah. So Kanye is, I think, taking the approach of, like, I want to continue to trailblaze. I want to continue to make new creative art and have that be the center of my attention, whereas I think Drake is like, I'm the show. Mm-hmm. Me as the person is the show. Let's talk about that. I'm not going to talk about this nigga's meat because that's crazy. But I hated it being all over the timeline.
You
had to mute this nigga's name.
You saw it. You did not mute his name.
I don't know. Something to me about that whole thing, though, just feels like this new era of Drake where I'm just like, so like, bro, get off of my timeline with that shit, bro. Like,
wait,
go.
Like when you see the floating sperm.
Go be an adult, bro. Like, yeah. I just don't want. Like the floating sperm on his concert. Like, just get out of here with that. And like, I don't know, maybe it's because I just heard the Kanye album and that's why I feel this way, but I think my definition of like innovation has changed over the past few years too. Mm-hmm. Like I used to feel like Drake diving into different cultures and different accents and like, you know, literally lifting up like artists that may be lesser known in the States and like jumping on their songs and like imitating their flow or whatever. I used to feel like, oh, that's innovation. You know, he's bringing new music to the forefront. But now I just feel like it is almost just like a crutch. It's like whenever he feels like he needs to almost lift himself up, he'll just find the new wave and use that. And that's done in music all the time. But I feel like, again, listening to the Kanye album, I'm like, bro, this guy has always stayed true to his own sound. And whenever he brings people in, he brings them into his own world. Yes. He doesn't conform to other people's sounds. He brings them in and he changes almost our interpretation of what they are.
Yeah.
You know?
He boosts the value. I'm not even going to say value, but like he boosts the cachet of the person he's with. You know what I mean? I think like this was, you spoke on, it's huge for Ty Dolla $ign's career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not just making the moan about Kanye, because it is a Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign album, and I don't think the album would have been as good without him.
Definitely not.
So just continuing to praise him, I think this maybe is going to make people understand the legend that he is, and I think we might have had a different interpretation because we've been in L.A., you know what I mean? Like, I think this might help him outside of L.A. People may be giving him a little bit more respect and stuff like that.
So. Are you saying people in L.A. were...
I think we already kind of regarded him in a high way in L.A.
I don't know, bro. I think L.A. is probably one of the most sensitive cities in the States, and they were one of the first to turn their back on
him. I'm talking about Ty.
Oh, my bad.
But, excited to continue to hear the music. Some other shit that dropped that definitely didn't get enough play. Didn't sound that great. Lotto and Ice Spice are beefing. Confirmed now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We heard the diss track once again after listening to a lot of Kanye music. Wasn't hitting the same.
But I went back and listened to it. I still don't think that she did what she needed to do. I think Lotto can really rap, and I feel like the bars were just, again, underwhelming, you know? And I do think Ice Spice's song is underwhelming to me again, as well. But I do think it was funny. One thing that I saw was like Lotto dropped the diss track in the Bronx, which I thought was clever.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you saw, but the same day it dropped, they certified 3 of Ice Spice's songs platinum. And I think they did that on purpose. I think that was a strategic move to just be like, yo, like silently, like, yo, what are we really talking about? You know what I'm saying?
That's a great PR play.
You're not doing numbers. You're not doing numbers like that. I mean, you hate to see him fighting, but I've heard them actually like talking outside the booth too about the situation a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much confirmed that there is woman beef in the rap game.
I would just like to hear better music from both sides, personally.
Yeah. Just
we need it.
Drop shit. You know what I mean? We don't gotta do all the negativity type shit.
I just don't think I'm interested. That much in that anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or like even
rap beef?
Like rap beef. Like from people. I just don't think I'm interested in like really what's at the forefront of hip hop right now. Mm-hmm. Men and women. I think if some of the men that were leading the charge in hip hop right now beefed, I would also be uninterested. Mm-hmm. I'm moving more niche into my hip hop taste. And I think I already was niche. But I think I'm really just... I need more context.
But this is the same nigga who wasn't trying to fuck with Killer Mike getting the Grammy last week.
Yeah, because that album's cool, bro.
That's niche.
It's not like that good. I'm sorry. It's a good album. We talked about it. It's like if you're gonna do this, I know you think it's unrealistic, but there are better albums that are in the same lane. If you're really gonna be about the art, give it to Billy Woods.
I'm not doing this back and forth with you again.
I know.
But I think there is interesting stuff going on in the upper brass of rap. I think that Travis really tried with Utopia. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know what I mean? While not everyone may have received it that great, I personally enjoyed it. I thought it was an evolution. I thought Metro obviously did his shit, one of the biggest producers in the game. Mm-hmm. Are we supposed to get new Pharrell music? Or no, we're just getting the documentary.
I think it's just the documentary.
Yeah, I don't know about new music. About new music.
I want to see, you know, we saw Hove talking, you know what I mean? At the Grammys, that was dope to hear from him. But you're saying
there's interesting stuff, and you're saying Jay-Z gave a Grammy speech and Travis Scott really tried. That's what you just said. That's the most interesting.
Because I liked it. I can't speak for everybody, but I think that it was an interesting attempt. What Travis did, I respect that.
For me, what I'm noticing is people in this upper bracket, I'll listen to the albums and I will like them and I won't go back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's a me issue. I'm not trying to say it's a music issue. I think I'm getting older and realizing, yes, when I sit down and listen to the 21 Savage album, I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed all of it, honestly. But do I go back to it? Not really. And I don't think that's a problem with the music. I think that's probably me as a consumer
moving to a different type of music.
Growing and saying, okay, if I'm going to listen to this rap shit, it needs to be about shit that I really care about. It's not just the sound that's going to be able to grab me anymore.
Well,
you know?
I think that's the thing, because hip-hop is so big now. I think something that... needs to be touched on more is just probably just like relatability. I don't know what it is about Yachty that feels very relatable, but he definitely feels like one of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He feels like somebody that you, even though you know that he is a big, like becoming a star in his own right, feels like he worked hard and like tirelessly for what he's achieved. And like, I don't know. I think he's a little bit more innovative and more interesting than what's going on.
But I don't like that narrative. how growth is associated with moving further away from hip hop, because it belittles the genre.
Yeah, I'm saying moving deeper into niches and pockets of hip hop. Like you brought up Yachty, I'm listening to so much Lil Yachty right now. We talk about Griselda. I listen to more of that shit every single day of my life.
You but know new I mean? Griselda shit.
I mean, it hasn't been as good, but I'll still go back and listen to all the good shit a ton. Freddie Gibbs, I go back and listen to his discography all the time. That type shit,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You guys put me on like R2 Mo and like some of that shit, and that to me feels like something I can get behind a little more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a difficult place to be in hip hop, because I do agree that there is a lot of mid coming out from people who you wouldn't like that from. I think that's why we freaked out when we heard Kanye, because it's like, oh my God, this is innovative. This is like, this feels fresh, but he still is rapping. I don't want to give up on it yet.
I'm not giving up on it.
Not at all.
I'm just saying, let's shuffle the deck.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing I would like to see is more collaborations. I think this Kanye Ty Dolla $ign album was really good because it is a collaboration. And like we talked about, Kanye sometimes goes off the rails. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll give you one amazing song and then he'll just like, I don't know, just freestyle over a beat and put it out. Mm-hmm. But when you have Ty Dolla $ign, who is another artist who is amazing in their own right, kind of put some guardrails up. It's like, all right, bro, like, we're not gonna go, yes, we're gonna innovate and we're gonna be creative, but we're not just gonna fucking put whatever out, you know?
Yeah,
somebody almost like spell checking everything he does.
Yeah.
We talked about Travis and we talked about Cardi. I would love to see a collab album.
I love the Cardi shit. I
think that would be amazing.
The Cardi shit's been super dope.
I think maybe you got to put more onus on producers. You got to give more credit to producers. These artists need to spend more time selecting their producers, because they're the ones that are kind of, they're giving them the canvas. You know, you need that. I think when you have a producer who pushes you, that's going to make the artist do more with their rhymes and shit like that.
I mean, that's why we're seeing Metro have such a big
moment. You know, I think that might be a thing.
Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign are both producers in their own right. Let's see who else. I don't know, but you're right. I think the producer thing, that needs to be brought back for sure.
I want to see Cardo do more shit for like crazier names. You know, I'm happy he got one of the Cardi joints. That shit is fire for him. But
I like the people the Yachty's working with in Concrete. I'm just very excited for that. You know what I mean? Honestly, that is the most exciting thing to me that's currently brewing in hip hop. And I don't know. I love the sound. You know what I mean? It's mixing like old elements of hip hop with new shit.
He is. Like, I think the most recent offering is A Cold Sunday. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. He is spamming a formula, though.
Yeah.
And how long can he continue to do that?
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
Because it's not just the formula. It's the flows are very similar track to track.
Yeah.
I'm not tired of it yet. And you know what I mean? I enjoy it. This is the pocket I like. Could you see yourself getting tired of him approaching shit like this?
Yeah, but I'm not there yet either. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And for how tired I have of all the other formula spamming, you know what I mean? Like, this is a new one. Mm-hmm. And it's not close to played out yet. I feel you. You know, in a year. I think he could do it for an album.
I think he's fine. Because think about it. He has to put out that Concrete Boys tape first. Mm-hmm. And then he can put out his own project. It could literally be anything.
And he had that Gimme the Light track, which was completely different than a lot of this other shit.
And he did just do Let's Start Here. Mm-hmm. So he's not totally, you know what I mean? Like this year, yes, he's doing a lot of the same flow, a lot of like jazzy instrumentals with like Detroit drums. Mm-hmm. But he's done so much other shit. And I really do believe he's going to continue to do other shit.
Mm-hmm. Something else new, Bandit, Don Tolliver dropped.
That was fire.
That was a strong song. That was a really, really
strong song. That was really fire.
I like that a lot. I like that Don Tolliver's kind of taking that more kind of rock approach. He's musical. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The little Cali feature at the end of the video. I think she's not only going to be good for him, like in a relationship, obviously having a kid, congrats to them.
Yeah.
But I think she might make him more musical, you know, put him around different types of people, expose him to different types of things.
Speaking of Don and Callie, question for both of you. Who is your favorite couple in hip hop? Associated. They don't both have to be rappers or nothing. Just associated with hip hop.
I mean, I don't really do the couple thing.
Yeah, me neither.
But like, I guess Jay-Z, Beyonce. That's all I really know. Oh,
we're going fair.
Like, what else I know? You know?
I mean, I definitely
think DDG and Hallie's funny.
DDG and Hallie is hilarious.
I think that they are low key a very powerful couple. Yeah. If you think about it, bro, the reach that DDG has online is insane.
DDG is,
and Hallie's a little mermaid.
When you don't look at DDG as a rapper, like, he's him. But
yeah,
Yeah, the raps are funny. But nah, he's definitely powerful, definitely influential as fuck. That nigga do numbers.
And they hang around Jay-Z and Beyonce a good amount. Like, you always see them in at the award shows, they're taking pictures. And you know if they're taking pictures that they actually fuck with them.
Nah, Halle unlocks something crazy. Once you get that Disney, connection, you know what I mean? You in a whole different echelon of shit, so.
For sure.
Shouts out to them. Who's your favorite?
Callie and Don.
They're the coolest, for sure.
Yeah.
They're the coolest.
Definitely Callie and Don.
They're the coolest, for sure. Did anything else drop? We talked about that. Yak dropped. He's back outside.
I really, really love the AG Club Ice Cold Bishop track. I've been listening to it a ton. It's got me really excited for the Pigeons and Planes See You Next Year album. I'm really excited for the future of AG Club. I hope they keep singing. Mm-hmm. I think both Jody and Ja both have really great voices. And like just going over some piano really like highlighted their talent. Mm-hmm. And I love hearing Bishop on weird beats. Like, the West Coast thing he was doing on Generational Curse was super fire. But when you hear him over some really, like, weird shit, it's like Boldy. You know how when, like Boldy can go over that shit and he's such a good rapper, you're like, how the fuck are you rapping to this, but also, like, floating right now?
Yeah.
Like, to me, Bishop can do the same thing, and that's what he did on that song.
I gotta listen to him more. I haven't had a moment where I'm, like, completely grabbed besides, like, Hot Water Tang, which got me crazy. But I'm going to have to go listen to music because it's always interesting. You know what
I mean? It's super interesting.
And it is dope to see him branch out, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
I wonder what it's going to take visibility-wise to just get more, like, of a name around him. Like, one thing I've noticed that Lane has started to do, well, really just Foggy Raw, has been all those, like, little short clips where you, like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Where he's like walking around. Each one is like a little vignette and a little storyline.
He confuses me.
Foggy Raw.
shout out Ryan. You know what I mean? He manages him. Good peoples. But like, I don't know. Because he drops these little short videos and then they never come out.
Yeah, the songs never
come
out.
They're like songs?
And he has one with Summer Walker too. And I don't think that's out.
He had one with Alicia. He got literally Alicia Keys in one of them.
Yeah, it's really wild. So he's like, he's almost becoming more of like a content creator at this point.
You know, he's super, super talented and has done mad collaborations. He was in like a Nike campaign. Mm-hmm. Like he's getting looks and the music is good. I mean, very interesting.
Is that lane of hip hop right now even bubbling? Like, are people listening to it?
I feel like
Griselda and like that lane, I think it's having its own moment. I think it has a strong cult fan base that is slowly rising up to the top.
Yeah.
But I feel like you also have this other like alternative hip hop side that's also like very like bar heavy too, but doesn't really see much light in like 2024.
People don't care about rap, man. Mm. Rap fans like rap, and if you could like find a way to just infiltrate that market, you're gonna have people who I think will buy tickets. And like we'll buy merchandise, but you're not gonna be doing like arenas or nothing off rap no more for real. You know what I mean? Which is fair,
so
I guess.
Who in that lane besides like Tyler, who would be the very top? Like who else is seeing success?
Jid, I think, is having a really, really big moment. I think
you would say Jid is under Tyler.
What you mean? Like, in terms of like the same lane-wise? Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
Tyler more under whatever's going on with Griselda over there. Not the same thing, but like bar
I think
heavy,
meet
like,
in the middle and call it Kendrick, baby.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, fair enough.
What is
enough.
Tyler? What's the Tyler lane?
Artsy. A little more artsy than Jid. A little
artsy
bit more
rap?
Music.
I mean, what?
Everyone knows
like
at Flog Red,
so like a Red Veil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone in the lane that's really going crazy then. That I know of personally. That's
I even,
shit.
I mean, I don't consider it just rap. Like I put like Jordan Ward in that lane.
Mm.
He's more R&B to me. I think he's a singer.
He definitely is a singer.
He
but
is,
I see
but
what I see what you're saying.
I would put him under Tyler. Before I put him under like Brent or like any other man in R&B, really, like
I put him with
like
Smino.
Like?
I put him in the same category.
Okay,
as
and I'd put Smino over under Tyler.
Really?
Mm,
yeah.
Talk about it. Interesting.
It's just like really genre bending, off the wall musical shit. You know what I mean? They both rap. They both sing.
Tyler doesn't sing.
He tries sometimes. And like, but like he incorporates a lot of sung hooks, whether it's him or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Artsy, like there's no one really doing it big like that, just at all to me. In that lane. I don't think there's a hunger for it, honestly. And I think Tyler's only doing it big just because he's had to build this fan base up for what, 10 plus years at this point.
Don't you think Smino's doing it big? You just said Smino.
I don't think he's doing it up crazy, no. I think he's like, you know, I think Smino is smaller than Jid.
I know,
even before Surround Sound.
And they toured. They had a sold out U.S. tour together, playing big rooms, Hollywood Palladium.
Yeah,
that's doing it up.
Yeah, they're doing it up. Then
I think
doing it up is like could get a Billboard hit.
Oh, I think Smino could, and I think Jay could too, with the right song.
Rap is confusing right now. Is the biggest thing in rap Yeet right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number wise.
It's Playboy Cardi.
Like streaming wise.
Yeah, Yeet, Playboy Cardi.
Playboy Cardi.
So. I think that lane is what has potential just because I don't think the youth are slapping. Like, I think we listen to Jid, listen to Smino, listen to Jordan Ward. Right. I'm like, I think people like 16 and under aren't really slapping that. I don't know why. They're listening to like that all black opium shit, you know? They're listening to the Homicide Gang who just got signed.
But I think you could also say there are people that are not listening to that. They're listening to more artsy shit, and maybe it's not on the forefront right now, but if you look when we were in high school, you're looking around, you're like, most people aren't listening to Tyler. You know what I mean? He is making music for the Outkast. I'm sure there's people that are doing the same thing for the young generation right now, and you give them 8 years and they'll have their moment, but it takes more time with something like
that. You know what was the blueprint for Tyler though?
Huh?
It was Chance. Because you gotta think when we were in high school how big Chance was.
But Chance was like a more, yeah, well.
I think the fans that were popping out for like the Coloring Book 3 shit and all that crazy shit would definitely like Flower Boy.
Bro, but also, like, Coloring Book came out the same year as Flower Boy. So it's not.
Whoa. Did it actually?
2016.
Wow.
Bro, I feel like Tyler's always been huge, bro.
That's crazy. Really?
I feel like when Yonkers came out, it shook.
It was crazy, but it switched. There was Exposition Park. Flognaw, and now it's Dodger Stadium Flognaw.
Okay, I see what you mean.
You know what I mean? Flower Boy changed everything. See You Again, Flower Boy changed everything for him.
It was like more niche and like Outkast shit. You know what I mean? Where you'd say all the kids are listening to probably like Kendrick Lamar and Kanye West and all that shit that's going on. Mm-hmm. Not Tyler the Creator, but give it enough time and that quality will rise to the top. You know, and I'm sure there's stuff like that going on right now too, that in 5 years when these kids are a little older, is going to be just as big as Tyler.
I think the one that could do it is Red Veil, to me. I think he blends enough pop elements, enough singing elements, but still would feed fans like us that want like maybe more bar-heavy things at times, you know what I mean? But it's something, too, that like you could listen to on a Sunday morning, you know what I mean? Women, I could see eventually liking it once he gets that type of thing down. And then, honestly, I think there might be a woman who like gets it done.
Yeah,
I don't know who it is, but, you know. Maybe like a Dolce or something.
Yeah.
I guess we could kind of talk about the biggest musical event of the weekend. That's going to be the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Super Bowl performance by Usher. So I know I don't think any of us listened to the album yet.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. Yeah, it's been Kanye week.
I ain't heard nothing from that, but I am excited for the performance. Fuck the Niners. Fuck the Bay Area. Them niggas is about to lose. But what song are you most excited to hear Usher perform? And what song are you most excited to hear perform? And what song do you think he opens it up to?
Let me get my phone.
I don't know. I'm not that excited.
You're not an Usher fan?
It's not that I'm not an Usher fan. I'm just not like super ecstatic for this performance.
I think it'll be
great. I think I'll be more excited in the moment. But I'm not like anticipating it like that.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? Maybe if I went to his residency in Vegas, I would be. Because I've heard that has just been an amazing show. And he's about to go on tour and I definitely want to go. But I'm not like super tuned into this Super Bowl performance. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm excited to hear the slaps. I'm definitely excited to hear the slaps. I think he's gonna start with OMG, the Will I Am.
He's gonna start out with OMG.
Have Will I Am come out for another Super Bowl?
Really?
Just hear him drop down from the ceiling.
Is that a big song by Usher?
Relatively,
it's huge song.
He could. I mean, like, what is he gonna
Smash.
Start with? Yeah,
but yeah, is bigger.
I feel like he can't start with yeah. That's the one that all the white people love. So like, he's gonna definitely do that in the middle or something. Yeah, you know what I mean? When it's a big, because everyone could get behind that.
You think he's gonna open with like something new?
I think he goes OMG into My Boo, brings out Alicia Keys because Alicia Keys is confirmed to be there. That's gonna be insane. I'm excited. This is an R&B thing.
I want a superstar. I think that's my favorite Usher song. That's the one that I would really want.
He might. I have no idea. You know what I mean? Because he can't do something like, would he do Confessions?
When would he do Confessions? I think he would. That's one of his biggest songs, bro. Although it's a little raunchy.
You know what I mean? Like, how do you? It's gonna be weird.
He has to do it though.
Because I didn't even like. Just in the lead up to this, you know what I mean? Just like because it's been on my mind, you know, I'll play an Usher song here and there. This man does have certified hits.
For sure.
But yeah, the only other musical connection to the Super Bowl there is young Taylor. And niggas have all these assumptions that if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, what is Taylor going to do on the field with Travis Kelce? You know what I mean?
I love all the speculations about when the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl and Taylor dumps him. She's like, you were supposed to win that game.
That's kind of funny.
Like, the hater in me wants the Chiefs to lose. So, I realized over this week that Taylor Swift might be my least favorite person in entertainment.
I don't like Taylor either.
I don't like Taylor Swift at all.
Wait, but speak on it, though. Why? Because I feel you to an extent, but, like, she doesn't really bother me that much. She just exists.
I think she represents all the powers that be.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? And it's nothing on her. You know what I mean?
It's fair, but is it? I'm not saying it's not fair to put it on her because she definitely takes advantage of that. But, like, again, to me, she just exists. Like, she's just there. Yeah. Like, they be putting the camera on her all the time, but I don't necessarily think it's her fault.
It's not her fault, but you know what I mean? I don't fuck with it.
I don't have a problem with her until she opens her mouth. Because then I just get a little bit. I just don't like the way she talks. I find it distasteful. I didn't like the antics around the Grammys. You know what I mean? Like, seeing her, like, backstage, I saw a couple different moments when she was getting pictures with people and just moving, like, weird and, like...
The Boy Genius stuff was funny. I will say what makes her almost likable is, like, at this point when the shit gets on her at the Grammys and she's dancing to the performances, she does seem to support other artists in that way.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Enjoying the music. But it is just the fact that, like, she's the machine. She's the system. There's, like, a bunch of people. Like, why would the powers that be that we always talk about, that type of stuff, not want Taylor to win? That, right. It feels like if you have anyone go up against Taylor, you know, I've seen a lot of Taylor-Beyonce comparisons recently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like Beyonce having to compete with Taylor when she doesn't have what seems like all the same people behind her and supporting her, when Taylor's had, like, Scooter Braun off the jump, you know what I mean? And when he was, like, the biggest out, you know what I mean? Transitions from that. Now she's, like, going on the Grammy stage announcing the next album coming out right after.
Ooh,
it's,
you know why I didn't like what Jay-Z said? Because he didn't say it with his chest. Because, again, when Kanye went out on stage and said Beyonce had the best music video of all time, yeah, it was distasteful. Yeah, he interrupted a young Taylor Swift. But in my head, and I just figured it out now, bro, Jay-Z is just doing the same thing. He's like, why hasn't my wife won Album of the Year? First, your wife has multiple Grammys, bro. More Grammys than what? Any
but that's
artist?
The big one.
Yeah, and that's the big one. But I'm saying, who's winning Album of the Year? It's Taylor Swift. So that's why he didn't even say it with his chest, bro.
I don't think it was, because I don't think it was meant to be hate on Taylor Swift.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
Because it's not Taylor.
He's towing the line, though.
Because it's not, like you said.
It doesn't have to be hate, but who else is winning Album of the Year?
It's not her fault for existing.
Spencer, you hear what I'm saying?
I do.
No, but now you're sounding like me, and now you're contradicting yourself.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm going back to what you're saying.
I said I don't really mind Taylor because she just occupies the space. Like, she's just the one they chose. But what I am saying is, if you're going to make a statement, write it out and say it with your whole chest. He did not do
that. I can say that. I can say I don't fuck with Taylor because I'm not an artist. I'm a bystander. Mm-hmm. I don't understand her. I could speak from an ignorant perspective and, like, whatever. Jay-Z puts out music. And as an artist, he knows all Taylor Swift did was just exist and put out an album. So there's no point in him getting up there and hating on her. You know what I mean? That's unproductive. And maybe that's going to get lost in the messaging because then it just turns into Taylor Swift versus Beyonce.
It was soft hate.
It was hate on the Grammys. And he has deals at play with the Grammys. You know what I mean? He performed last year and their ratings skyrocketed. He's in back rooms talking to these people and, like, he knows the risk associated with it. He was nervous. He was for sure nervous doing the whole thing. I'm not going to give him hate for that. Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying, bro, is, like, you can't just be on the fence and halfway and, oh, I accept this, but you guys, you're not acknowledging my wife. Bro, that's whack. That's lame.
It's not like you. And that's you
that. No, it's not reaching, bro. It's
you're hating.
It's not hate.
It felt a little half-assed.
It did not feel. How did it feel half-assed?
You're not making a real statement. That's not really what hip hop is, bro. You don't get on the biggest stage and just say, "Oh, thank you for this award, but my wife." No, bro.
He didn't say "but my wife." He didn't even mention his wife.
He did say "but my wife."
He didn't say his wife. He said that this lady has not gotten the most Grammys in history.
Yeah, I think he said that, but never.
But
won
no
album
of the year, like, I don't think he's really, like, going in, like.
So what did he? What did he say?
Because she wasn't even up for this one.
I know, but I think Osei is saying he would have much rather had Jay-Z get up there and be like, "Man, like, fuck y'all. Beyonce is the best artist of all time and has never won album of the year. That's fucked up. fuck you, right? You would have rather him say it with his chest and be like, not like, because I feel you where I did watch the clip and I'm like, what is he saying? I was like, and then I figured it out and I was like, oh, that's a good message.
Yeah.
But like, I feel you. Kanye got up there and said, that should have won.
And look at how people view Kanye and the things he's had to go through. Jay-Z's a businessman.
He's a politician.
Exactly.
Yeah. So saying,
what do you mean?
Osei saying he would have acted a little bit more like a rapper and a little less like a politician.
But you need someone like Jay-Z to be at the table so we can make change. He can't risk his seat at the table.
He was playing scared. He's playing scared.
He can't risk his seat at the table.
Then why did he do it at all?
Because he still wanted to make a statement. Bro, you have to say something.
This is a statement. Thank you to the Academy and Dr. Dre for giving me this award. Period. My wife, Beyonce, is the most talented artist of all time. And she's never won Album of the Year. That's fucked up. Leave the stage. That is a real statement. No, what he gave was a half-ass statement. Because
he also said so much
more. And bringing
up
his daughter there and giving the half-ass statement to me.
He said so much more than that, though. It's not just about Beyonce. It's not just about Beyonce. Oh, my God. I think that what you're saying, I get it. I understand that you would have liked him to be more hip-hop, more brazen, done it up more. But you can't do that when you're in the position of him and you hold so much power, your word holds so much weight, and you have access to these people that no one else has. These people listen and respect your opinion.
You know what's so funny? We had the conversation about Drake and Mos Def and how you feel like Drake's not hip-hop, right?
Yeah.
That to me was not hip-hop.
I don't think Drake... But you was defending Drake.
Yeah, bro. But I'm saying...
Drake has nothing to lose in that room. Drake could talk shit about the Grammys.
But Drake never shows up to the Grammys.
Exactly. Drake has nothing to lose. Jay-Z's on the board.
Okay, so what is... That's what I'm saying, bro. He's just towing the line.
Like, you can't risk your spot. Like,
let me rewind, because I feel like my point's being lost. I just feel like you can't half-ass things like that. If you're going to make a statement, make a statement. Don't hide behind...
I think
behind,
it was a statement.
Don't hide behind a not thought out...
Was everyone talking action. About it?
I mean, what you guys I feel like are talking about is a little bit deeper than just this. It's like, how do you make real change? Are you a revolutionary or are you somebody that plays the games in place to an extent to be able to have conversations that are more productive than maybe fuck the system?
Exactly.
That is the root of this issue. Yes. There are two ways to go about it.
Ooh, oh, God.
And I think, Osei, you want more revolutionary approach right now, and that's fair. And
but you got to realize the figure that you're talking about.
You can never be the president of the United States in a revolutionary. That's just not possible.
True.
Because you are playing within the system.
True.
And I feel like you can't be on the board of the Grammys and be like, you know what, fuck y'all, this is all wrong.
Jay-Z's not a revolutionary. He's a politician.
Jay-Z is. He's a self-proclaimed drug dealer that is now on the highest stage accepting an award from the most prestigious academy. Like, what do you mean?
I mean, that's
a revolutionary, bro. Jay-Z got on 444 and is trying to give people game. He spent his whole career trying to give people game. Think about what he's doing for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And think about how he's literally given us the biggest stage, the biggest concert every year.
Jay-Z,
and has been true to us.
Jay-Z is one of the best advocates for change and one of the greatest figures in hip-hop history. But the way that he's gone about it hasn't been... I'm not using revolutionary in the sort of like... I'm saying by definition, it hasn't been like...
You want to be more like Kanye, who gets up on TMZ and said slavery never existed. Or it's
I hear what you're saying, bro. Like, at one point, Jay-Z was a revolutionary and the way that he came into the game was groundbreaking and changing things. But I think at a certain point, he became part of a system, bro. If you look at the way that even... Bro, the whole shit with... what's his name? When he... What's his guy's fucking name, bro?
Who?
His business partner early on in Def Jam.
Dame Dash?
Yeah, just even the way he screwed Dame Dash out of the deal, that's just...
Can you screw Dame Dash? Dame Dash was an idiot. There's videos of Dame...
And that's
Dame
your friend, bro.
Because Dame Dash was unprofessional and a hothead. Based on all accounts of business. Business-wise, Dame Dash was not level-headed enough to be in the rooms that they needed to be in to elevate.
I think Jay-Z is just a capitalist, bro, and you're not a capitalist and a revolutionary.
I don't know if you're speaking from a correct perspective. You can't be advocating for what... That's like Dame Dash storming in the boardroom, right? When Jay-Z's having a meeting with people. After he's kind of already moved past associating Dame Dash with everything day-to-day, he barges in the room and he's like, oh, y'all having a meeting without me? This is how we do things now? You know what I mean? Like, nobody even hears you right now. You just look like the angry nigga in the room, bro. That's unproductive.
I feel like there's just a different way to do what he did, bro. I think
Jay-Z is going about things in the most productive way possible and has probably made more actual impactful change than anyone I can really think of in hip hop.
Fair.
And I, you know what I mean? And I like, so I can't fault him for his methodology. I do agree by definition, it's not as revolutionary. I do think he is fitting into the system, but I think he's doing so to be productive. And while it's not like build Rome in a day, change the whole shit at once, I think he is slowly chipping away and making really good change.
And that's what I agree. And I think that's why, like, him focusing on, because what I took away the most, what was resonating most with me after having to watch it back, obviously, to get an opinion, was like when he said, like, keep showing up. You know what I mean? That's why I think he was talking to more than just Beyonce. He's talking to artists, because he's like, yo, the Grammys are never going to give you your due. They're never going to give you the awards when you want it. You know what I mean? When you feel like you got it. But you have to continually show up every single day until they're forced to give you the accolades. Until, like you said, they're forced to call you CEO, a genius, all that. And then that was represented in the rap category when someone who has continually showed up, Killer Mike, after years and years and years of continued greatness and being praised, finally forced them to give him the award. You know what I mean? Like, it's obviously never going to be perfect, but I appreciate the attempt. Because you heard my opinion when it first happened. I had my critiques on it, you know what I mean? I don't think he had it all wrote out and thought, but I respect what he tried to do, and I think he knew what the situation was and the room that he was in while he was saying it, and that's why he was nervous.
Yeah, there are two ways to make change, right? And that's either, you know, to make change in a system that is currently existing. You can either infiltrate the system and make slow change, be a part of the system, but slowly change the system, or you can burn it down and build something new. You know what I mean?
I just want to add this, because I feel like, I don't know, I want to get my point across in a way that makes sense. So this is my position, is that I'm not against the Grammys. I would like to win a Grammy one day, if possible. I don't know how, but that is definitely a goal of mine. So I'm not necessarily against the system, but I do think if you're going to speak out against the system, you can't necessarily be a part of it. And you can't be afraid to speak out against the biggest part of it. And Taylor Swift represents that. And I think going up on stage and not, I'm not saying he necessarily had to speak out against Taylor Swift. I just feel like the way that he did it wasn't strong enough and it wasn't a coherent statement. And yeah, he was nervous and I don't necessarily fault him for that. But I think if you're going to make a statement, you got to be prepared, bro. You can't just freestyle a statement. That's just my take on that. Again, I'm not against the Grammys. I'm not against the system. I would like to win one day. But if you are, boycott it. Don't show up. Don't be on the board. Like, I just think that these things don't really make sense. They don't exist in the same realm.
It's not
the same idea.
I feel you. And maybe his goal wasn't to... Nah, I mean, it seemed like it was to... Was it to shit on the... I don't know what it was.
You know what I do think, though? I think that he didn't necessarily think he was going to get up on stage and say all that.
And I think the examples... Because the examples he gave were like, you know what I mean? When Will Smith boycotted the Grammys, but still watched it from home. You know what I mean? And he's like, then I did the same thing, and I still watched it from home. You know what I mean? So I don't know if his goal was to necessarily like... be like, oh, like completely fuck the Grammys. I think it was acknowledging like, yo, you can't put all your stock into this, but we know we still care. Like you said, like, we know this isn't a perfect institution, but we'd be lying if we said we didn't want one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe it's asking for more clarity. I don't know. Jay-Z Grammy speech got 2 weeks, 2 weeks of our content. So I guess it had some small impact.
It definitely had an impact. For yeah. Sure.
A little bit. A little bit. The legend, you know.
Hov's
what I
the
mean?
GOAT.
Let me show my respect. Shout out to Hov, man.
Nah, this nigga hate Hov. This nigga hate real rap, bro.
I'm gonna clip this and send it to Marvin.
I don't appreciate people that say one thing and do another thing behind closed doors.
But so many people do that. That's the whole entertainment industry. And like, if we're gonna, I think that's where my beef comes with what you're saying. It's like, of all the people to call out, we're gonna call out him when there's so many people who are doing way worse. In terms of flip-flopping their opinions.
Y'all can definitely call me out if I ever have done this or become this person, but I at least try to practice not being that person. And that is something I want to define my career. Like, everything I say out loud and in front of people, I'm also doing behind closed doors. But again,
I think he's doing that. I think Hov is doing that. He's getting change done. He's actually giving, he's putting us on the biggest stage.
And
he's giving
us shine. That's why he couldn't come out and say fuck the Grammys and doing that, because he needed to keep it true and consistent with what he's actually doing. What he's actually doing is pandering a little bit and playing the game to make actual
work in the system.
So if he would have come out, I think it would have been more disjointed if he would have come out like, fuck this, my wife should have won this Grammy because...
As then, I'm holding the award.
Then he would have been not staying consistent, because behind closed doors he probably is... You know, shaking hands and doing deals with these people, and like, you know, sitting on the board. Like,
thank you for giving me the Lifetime Achievement Award. Now, I would like to use the rest of my time to talk about all the black artists in this room that should be winning Grammys, that have continually showed up, that deserve this, that you guys are neglecting because of the system that's at play.
And okay, I think that what you just said was the essence of the speech. I legitimately think that. What you just said right there 100% is, I think, what he said, and obviously much more words. But that was 100% the biggest takeaway from what he said.
Do we expect a greater speech from one of our community leaders? Or are we cool with him just word vomiting on stage?
I'm cool with him just word vomiting on stage.
All right, then that's where we disagree. But that's okay.
I'm cool with that, bro. I'm really cool with it because it made an impact.
Too much Jay-Z.
If it didn't make an impact.
Too much Jay-Z.
Too much Jay-Z.
Move on. Ding, 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 ding. Move on. Next topic.
What you want to talk about?
Shit.
What are we doing? What is we doing, bro, for real? What is we doing for real?
I'm making sure shit uploaded.
We touched on the fucking Super Bowl a little bit. I don't want to say anything else about Drake. He put $1 million on the Chiefs, though. That's crazy.
Yeah. I think he put like 1.5, maybe 1.1.
Damn, that dude's like that. Got some balls.
Let me go to his Instagram real
quick. That dude's got a dick on him.
Yeah, hey, yo. What is going on?
Why'd you say that, bro?
He just likes going back to that topic.
Let's see. This nigga said, will JB come out?
1.1, yeah.
Yeah, niggas, gambling is a epidemic. Help people save their money. Yeah, everyone's in Vegas right now, but we're not there. Shout out the hometown, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
getting some shine. You know what I'm saying?
Probably getting torn apart.
It's gonna be a good game. Oh, traffic's probably terrible. I'm glad I'm not there. Couldn't be there. Yeah, I think that's damn everything. I do want to ask you how just initial thoughts. I know we spent a lot of time talking about it inside because niggas was helping me. How we feel about Valentine's Day as a collective?
I like it. I like it a lot. I think sometimes people are like, oh, why do we need one day to da da da? But I think it's a nice national day to show your appreciation to your significant other, your friends, your family. Like, I do really like the idea of love, and I'm glad that there's a day to appreciate that openly. So,
I don't like it that much. Mm-hmm. As somebody in a relationship, that I feel like I do try to go out my way and do like pretty large gestures of love, mm-hmm, as much as I can. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Valentine's, having everyone have pressure to do it on the same day is a lot, because then all the reservations are booked, mm-hmm, and there's fixed menus everywhere, or the prices increase and there's this expectation. For me, I think like an anniversary is a better moment for you and your significant other to have like a really special day, or just like randomly, you know what, mm-hmm, I mean, like throughout, mm-hmm, your relationship you should be treating every day like it's Valentine's Day if you want to hold your woman down, you know what I mean, like you kind of, mm-hmm, I don't know, yeah. I don't feel I like I'll do it up for your birthday, I'll do it up on the random, but I don't
like being told what to do.
Yeah,
I don't like an expectation. But you know what I mean, I love my girl, you know what I mean, shouts out, you know what I mean, if it matters to you, it matters to me, of course. But just want to put on wax, you know, fuck the holiday. Valentine's Day is the stupidest shit in the world.
It's just another
so dumb,
like
so
consumer driven American holiday.
You know,
so
chocolates and
flowers. The restaurants can jack up their prices and we can, you know, all buy more shit.
And niggas want to be fake happy. Niggas got to post, oh my god, like my Valentine. It's like, you don't even like that nigga. Y'all niggas finna break up. Y'all niggas was just fighting yesterday. Like, y'all made up that quick for real, or you doing it for the optics? I feel like it's a lot of shit done for optics. It makes people feel bad for
that
no
aren't
reason.
In relationships.
You know what I'm saying? Like, or like even like, yeah, I don't know. But what I will say is cool. You know what I mean? And I think I've seen it with a lot of dads, especially, you know what I mean? Giving not only their wife something, but their daughter something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Showing them love. I do think that's kind of cool. But
and you know what I do? You know what I do miss? I'll wait till it comes back. I will say Valentine's Day was one of my favorite holidays as a kid because I loved making the little mailbox and getting super creative from making like a Valentine for everyone in my class. You know what I mean? Like
you gave the class Valentine's?
I gave everyone in my class like a really handmade personal one. Like one year I had all these extra baseball cards. It was a huge baseball card collector.
Even the guys?
Yeah. So what I did was I glued them all together in this massive collage and cut out like baseball card collages and hearts and did like really like cheesy like baseball puns. You know what I'm saying? Like it gave me a chance to be like really extra and crafty. And because everyone else did it too. Like even if you didn't make your own, you know, you went and bought some and everyone got some candy. I appreciate the craftiness of Valentine's Day. You didn't bring anyone knowing?
No. What about it's Valentine's Day? What am I doing? You know?
As a kid, did you do that?
Yeah. You gave Valentine's to everyone in your class.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You didn't do that?
No.
Yeah. What? That's weird, bro. That's weird.
I don't know. I think these things are what you make it. I mean, I know for me, like, obviously, I'm not spending Valentine's Day with anybody, but I will call my mom. I will call my sister. I'll probably send them something. And, like, at the end of the day, bro, it's also a good self-care day. You know what I'm saying? It's the middle of the week, so really, what am I doing? Although in L.A., there's mad parties and events and shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
Yeah. Ladies. If you're LA's in LA, this
place.
Man
strange, but
right this here. Man will take you out for Valentine's Day.
I'll send him a DM.
I'll make sure this posted before them. His Instagram gonna be.
I'll
here.
Definitely be indoors, but
also I think Valentine's Day is a good maybe like check in of where you are in your relationship. You know what I mean? Because I don't think you should feel like you need to do something crazy or else you're gonna lose this. If you feel an insane amount of pressure on Valentine's Day, it is like a red flag that there might be something else going on. Because we're talking about like we'd love to have something planned because we love our girlfriend. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna go pick my girlfriend a bunch of flowers because I know she likes it more when I do that. And we're probably going to paint together and drink a bottle of wine. I might make her dinner. You know what I mean? I don't feel this kind of pressure to spend all this money because I know we're in a good place. And I think you're probably in the same place.
If you feel like your relationship is hinging on Valentine's Day going well, I fear for you.
Yeah.
But it is an opportunity to maybe if you've been talking to someone and maybe it hasn't been that serious, you can maybe this is an opportunity to let them know. I take this, you know what I mean? We not just fucking around, you know what I mean?
So that's where Valentine's Day is fire. I think Valentine's Day as like, you know, going out and spending all this money is definitely for somebody that maybe isn't like exclusive with someone yet. Maybe they've just recently started seeing them.
I agree.
Or maybe they want to make a move and start seeing them. Like shoot your shot on Valentine's Day.
And I think for a new couple even. If you're fresh in it, you know what I mean? Like even like in the first like couple years you do it up. I think that's nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think you gotta know your means. That's the main thing. You know what I mean? I think that's always really important in relationships. Like if you're a college student, we all know that you don't got it. You know what I mean? Right. Nobody has it in that position. Do what you can. You know, you may not be able to go to the Nobus of the world, but you could go to a nice little spot. You know, a reservation level situation, get it done. You know what I mean? Like you said, flowers, wine, and a card is like the deadly trio.
Yeah.
That's what you really need. You know what I mean? Chocolates if you're really feeling with the extra shit. And you might even get to eat some too.
People don't even really do that anymore.
Huh?
Let me not generalize, but I do feel like it is like flowers and a card are appreciated a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Because for whatever reason, that is not something that is done or. From what I've heard, done enough.
Do you get your girl flowers on a regular?
Not on the regular. I should.
I think that, you know, if I did it too much, I feel like there's a line you have to draw. You know what I mean? I've done it a couple times, and she's been very surprised just because, like, it was unexpected. But I feel like, you know, them niggas are like, I get my girl flowers every week. You know what I mean? It's like, all right.
Cool, yeah.
I guess, bro. Them shits die.
Them,
like
them
mad
Grand Rising niggas.
That's a dead ass Grand Rising. Are you a lover boy, though, I'll say?
Definitely. Definitely.
Would you say you're a romantic?
Yeah, I would say so.
I know Spencer is.
Yeah.
I know Spencer's.
That's why I'm gonna leave with some advice. I think flowers are cool. Spend the money. It's crazy how far a handwritten card will take you.
Mm-hmm.
Write down a page with your own handwriting. Don't type it. Don't buy a card. Write it down. It don't matter if you have terrible penmanship. Write down how you feel. Give that to the girl and... That's like just step one. That's gonna do wonders.
Yeah,
nah. And the advice I will give for you non-romantic niggas and the ones who got a cool girl who like do the chill shit, you know what I mean? Don't take that and like overextend it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like on these opportunities, on certain days, you do have to do the most. You know what I mean? Go above and beyond. Don't get comfortable. That is how everything goes to shit. You will not last long in this shit. You know what I mean? Sure. You can pick your spots. Be you. Don't act outside yourself, but don't never do it. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Even if you don't think Valentine's Day matters, you still got to do the shit. Do your obligations.
Mm-hmm.
Check the boxes, man. If you love us, like, share, comment, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate y'all for watching. Catch y'all on the next one. Peace.
Peace.